Thank you, Madam Chair. Like you, I also thank the delegation for the very elaborate answers. However, I'd like a little more clarity. And Madam Chair, with your indulgence, I will say that I do not need the answers now, because I believe some of these same issues may come up under Articles 7 and 8. So maybe they can reserve the answers until 7 and 8. Thank you. Now, thank you, as I said again. I was actually looking for, in addition to what you have said, about the participation in women in politics and public life. I think that did not come up so much. Were temporary special measures used? And if they were used, the information I have is that in the lower house, there's 26%, is that correct? 26.26. If they were used, the parity measures, why was the result so low? And it does not differ much for the upper house. So this is an area of concern that is still outstanding. Then the resistance to the parity law. Yes, we may not know immediately the reason why, but did we do any research to find out what are the resistors? Is it whatever it is, I will not second guess. And how do we overcome such obstacles? Then in respect of the Afro-Caribbean women, the target was 8% in public life, and the information I have is that it is not achieved. So I was wondering how the recruitment processes could be strengthened to actually target them in able to get the 8% that we have thought about. And finally, with respect again to women in academia, I do think that we could have strong temporary special measures throughout the continuum to make sure that their reflection in the upper levels is improved. Thank you. But we can wait for the answer.